along my presence here to exchange a few ideas and some of my experience with you here. When I look at this slide, I come to one first conclusion. I am getting old. And the second conclusion that you might notice, ozone therapy makes you gain weight. Well, I want to make clear that I have no conflicts of interest. My basic interest is the clinical observation of what you can do and what you achieve, the results you can observe if you make or give ozone therapy to your patients. I'm not interested in laboratory work. All those chemical things which Professor Bocci presents, for me, this is a torture. This is a letter soup. I have great difficulty in understanding all that. I'm unable to do biochemical research and microbial research. This is not the setup in my medical office. I'm at the, so to say, at the front line. I have the contact with the patients and the clinical observations now over about 40 years yesterday. Yesterday, 40 years ago, on the 11th of June, I applied the first injection of ozone into the arteria femoralis of a patient with arterial insufficiency. So it's exactly 40 years what I'm telling you. I have no conflict of interest. I don't produce or sell ozone generators. I don't produce any material disposables which you might need to buy. And I'm not sponsored by any industry. And I'm not sponsored by any pharma industry. But here I am. So let's get into the matter. I'm going to present you three cases which impressed me very much. The first case is a 30-year-old young man, banker. He was, in those days, working about 12 to 14 hours per day, always sitting in front of those stupid screens we have nowadays, which pervade our life, and in this most uncomfortable and unnatural position. You all know this. So it didn't take long until he had muscle contractions all over his neck, his shoulders, and which got stronger and stronger. So he started on self-medication, taking in the morning and in the evening one tablet of pain medicine. And incidentally, he had to make a regular checkup demanded by his company. And what was our surprise? First abnormal results. Wait a minute. Hey, there's something wrong. So he came to me and said, something is wrong here. I said, well, it really looks very wrong. It doesn't match. Let's repeat these tests. This was on a Friday. On Monday or Tuesday, you go to another lab and repeat the same test, and let's see what happens. And 2 days later, even worse results, you see. Then we started testing for viral hepatitis, toxo, mononucleosis. Everything else was normal. There was no suggestion of viral hepatitis there. So we made this diagnosis, toxic chemical hepatitis, because of a medicine he was taking. This was the only explanation we could find. So we started ozone therapy on that same day, major autohemotherapy with 2,400 microgram on 100 milliliters of blood, first daily, then every 2 or 3 days, later at a little bit longer intervals, and keep an eye on the lab results, keep on evaluating that. And hopefully, we hoped we would observe evolution towards normality. No other drugs, nothing else. No glutathione, no vitamin C, no coenzyme, no nothing. Not even a glass of whiskey, nothing. So there we go. Look, have a look at this. This dotted line here would be one. As we have different laboratories which use different reagentes, different substances to make their tests, sometimes laboratory A says the normal value of the transaminases is from 2 to 42. And another laboratory says the normal value is from 10 to 70. So if we use only the pure numbers, we will be, so to say, comparing bananas with tomatoes. So we have to put this onto a common denominator. And the common denominator is, it's very simple calculus, it's which you get the value, the result the patient had, divided by the maximum normal value. Patient has 80, and the maximum normal value is, let's say, 40. He has 2. Index 2 times the maximum normal value. So we can compare all other different technical methods of determining these transaminases. So this patient, in this case, he had up to 16, 17 times the maximum normal value of one of the transaminases. This is tremendous. 17 times 40, let's say. This is horrendously high. So the blue lines are the days when we made the autohemotherapy. You see, first on a daily basis, then in longer intervals. And even so, it took about 2 months, 3 months, to come back to normal. But it did come back to normal. And of course, in the beginning, the transaminases dropped very sharply. The same for the other transaminase, up to 7 times the maximum normal. Also the same treatment. It took here about, 2 months to come back to normal. And the gamma GT, 1.3 times maximum normal. This was not so terrible, this evolution. So, fortunately, we saw a progressive normalization of the transaminases after maximum 3 months, and no complications and no sequelae. And I say fortunately and very fortunately, and I'm very glad that this was so, because this patient was my son, is my son. And he's very well, all clear, no more problem. So this is what he took. This is also known as acetaminophen. In Brazil, it's sold over the counter at the supermarket, at the gasoline station, under the commercial name mainly of Tylenol. Tylenol. Huh? And this is what he took. Sold over the counter in Brazil, needs no prescription. And to my surprise, because when we were in the initial process of diagnosis, I called this colleague of mine, and I wanted to discuss this case with him because it was a very dear case to me. And when I started relating the case, describing it, the colleague said, "Stop. Did this patient take paracetamol?" I said, "Yes." "Okay, don't need to continue. This is it. This is it." And he told me, he affirms this, he states this, third most frequent cause for liver transplant. I mean, this is terrible. This is simply terrible. And these things are sold freely over the counter, and people take it as if it were chewing gums. Okay? So, let's go to the second case. Very healthy man, 58. He already came with a diagnosis by his clinicians, acute toxic hepatitis. By use of one of those famous anti-lipidemic drugs during 6 weeks. He only took it during 6 weeks, no longer. And the actual need, the real need for him to take these drugs was at best questionable because his cholesterol levels were not tremendously high. They were a little bit above 200, 240, 260, no more than that. Okay? Up to 35 times the maximum value. Imagine the transaminases. We put the same treatment plan, 2-3 times a week, repeat the lab tests, and hopefully observe evolution as best as possible. Of course, discontinue that drug, and no other drug along with the ozone therapy. Look at this here. I can hardly see it from here. It's like 16 times. Is it 16 here? Times the maximum value. I put this dotted line here so because you see there's a difference in time between here, the last a pre-ozone determination, and here, the next. So I do suppose that actually this value went up higher and only came down here. But I cannot prove this, so this is why I put this dotted line. So we're talking about 16, 18 or more times the maximum normal value. Fortunately, it came down, reacted pretty well, came down pretty fast. The other transaminases, this is the champion here, 35 times and more the maximum value. I mean, 35 times 40 units, how much, I can't even calculate. This is awfully high. So that means there's a very intensive inflammatory process going on in the liver. And he also responded pretty quickly and well to ozone therapy. The gamma GT, same thing, up to 20, over 20 times the normal, maximum normal value. Also, fortunately, the things got back to normal in about 2 months, no complication and no sequelae. It's needless to say that this man is no longer taking and will no longer take this medicine, which was this. And the pharma industry will please forgive me. Okay? So, third case is one of those hairy cases, or one of those cases where you said, my God, what does this man have? What is his problem? Those cases where nothing matches with anything. The information the patient brings, the way you look at the patient, what you see, what, you know, totally unfitting, unmatching. But he comes to you as an ozone therapist and says, you are my last hope. So I will not say, no, I don't know what you have, I'm not going to treat you, when I have ozone at hand, which is something marvelous. So let me try to describe you. A very controversial medical history. He comes in on a wheelchair. He is only 57 years old. He does not live in Brazil. And he researched extensively on the internet before he decided to come to me. And he had been to several countries before he came to Brazil to receive ozone therapy, and did receive ozone therapy in several different countries without success. Without zero success, actually. And he says, no, I have as long time as you wish, no time limit. He installed himself in a suite in the Hyatt, Grand Hyatt Hotel, and came always with drivers, etc. No time limit. Well, okay, no time limit, even better. He brought no kind of previous lab or x-ray or images results, nothing. And not only this, he also refuses to make any new test. This already, how do you say in English, smells fishy, sounds strange, makes you kind of unsure of what he's saying. And he refuses to take any allopathic drug or any other drug for that purpose, nothing, zero drugs. And he says that he would only eat natural organic food. He says he isn't vegetarian, and that ozone is his last hope. Well, he has made all the via sacra from doctor to doctor, etc. The story has gone on for several years. Well, the history is this, a common flu. His physician medicated him with antibiotic for 2 weeks. I mean, a common flu without a pneumonia, without a sinusitis or so. It's already questionable if you really need to give antibiotics. I would not. And then he gave it in rather high dosage for 2 weeks. This is awful. This is very much and very long. So about 6 months later, he started pain in the knees and in the ankle and the feet, which forced him into a wheelchair at 57 years of age. Then he went back to his local physician. He made this diagnosis of arthropathy. And consider this to be one of those very, very rare side effects of the antibiotic he had taken, which he had taken by then 6 months earlier. He changed to eating organic, and he improved mildly, reasonably, about mid of 2007. 5 years later, he fell at a building site. Strange to see the connection between this, and from then on, he had again immediate strong pain in his lower limbs. He went into the wheelchair again. No medical treatment actually proved effective. And curiously, all his toenails became colored. Only the toenails, not the fingernails. And they became colored as if they had been painted in a dark reddish brown color. Not red, not brown, not black. Reddish brown, dark. So I said, okay, let's remove this toe polish you put. I tried it, there was nothing to be removed. It was in the nail or under the nail, I don't know. So it was not superficial. So the fingernails had the normal color. And I said, well, let's start ozone therapy. You came here for that, you asked me for that, and I think there's no reason not to give you ozone therapy. Maybe we can improve you. I have no diagnosis, but why not give you ozone therapy? So with these lights situation here, I don't know if you can see it well. See the ankles and the feet there, there are one mass. You don't see the contours of the malleolums, of the bones, etc. No? This was before the treatment. So I started with major autohemo, 3 sessions per week, then we reduced to twice a week, no kind of prescription drug, as he refused anyway. And let's hope for the best, let's see where we get. And he agreed, claro, this is what I want, let's get started. And after a while, I can't see the dates from here, but anyway, there's less pain and less swelling. You start seeing the first little bit of contours here of his foot again. And voila. I tried to find an explanation for this coloring of the toenails, and toenails only, not fingernails. I could not find any. But it was clearly growing forward. You see normal toe collar here, which is surprising. I have no explanation for this. So, slow but obvious improvement, which he regularly referred. Then he decided to go see an orthopedist who gave him magnet therapy. This consisted of a little machine and some kind of chip card, which he would put the foot or the ankle into the machine or on the machine or have the machine around it, insert the chip card. This was a bonus for one session, and this thing would go bzz, 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 for, I don't know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and he would repeat this like every day once or every second day and as many times as they were programmed on this chip card. So far, so good, okay? After 1 month of this therapy, he said he went back to see the orthopedist and he strongly manipulated my feet and ankles. After which, a few hours later, the same pain started all over again. So here we are, da capo. Huh? So, after, now this is in September, we started in July, I think. So we have, after all this treatment, you see the contours of the ankles, the contours of the feet, the collar growing forward, as you see here, and especially less pain. So some result we did achieve. I might not know why, I might not know what the patient's diagnosis exactly was, I have my ideas about it, but fact is that we did achieve some positive result. This is what he got. I mean, he took 3 tablets a day, 1,500 milligrams, during 2 weeks for a common flu, resfriado, gripe, which I think is much too much. So he always said, I'm getting better, I'm getting better, I'm better. His muscle strength did improve. He, in front of me in the office, he would get out of his wheelchair and walk from here to there and say, This I can do now. I could not do this 6 months ago. So he said, so far so good, we are improving. And he plans to continue as long as necessary. So I looked up in a dictionary, found explanations for brown toenails, for black brown, but no explanation for dark red or reddish brown toenails. If anybody here has a better explanation, please, after the speech, you contact me and tell me a good explanation for this. I beg your pardon? No, he only took ciprofloxacino. Yeah. And then I looked up the common side effects of ciprofloxacino. All these here, which you can read, they are more rare side effects and very rare side effects. Destructions of joint cartilage and psychosis. Bingo. I mean, it's incredible. It's not usual. It's very rare. But this would fit the situation. On Google, this is what I found. And the FDA has this warning out. Opa. So, some very important things here. Look at this here, detachment of the retina. I mean, this is very important side effect. And all these, all mentioned by the FDA side. Now look here. Joint pain, tendinitis, even rupture, and mental confusion. So, difficulties in understanding things and reacting, so psychotic reactions, things like that. So, what do I conclude from this? What would I like to suggest to you all, based upon what I saw? For paracetamol, when you have these side effects, the toxic side effects, ozone seems to be, I can only say seems to be, I would not dare saying ozone is, a powerful liver protector in case of toxic hepatitis by paracetamol. In the same way, it seems to be a powerful liver protector in cases of toxic hepatitis by atorvastatin, the statins. Why does this function? How can you explain this? There's a better oxygen supply for liver and all other tissues, as you have seen by all the previous lectures. There's a reduction of free radicals. There's production and liberation of cytokines, interleukins, etc., etc. All these letter soup which I mentioned before, all this chemistry which you saw. And most important, by etc., I mean all the things we don't know yet, but which we certainly will get to know within the next 5 or 10 or who knows, 20 years from now, to explain better why ozone works and how it can have worked in these three cases. This is what I summarize under the expression, etc. So, as a third conclusion, even in cases of unclear diagnosis, as this is obviously a case, ozone might be considered as a therapeutic option. Especially, and this is very important, when all other therapeutic options have already shown ineffective. When the patient comes to you and says, you are the 12th, 15th doctor I seek to help my problem. The previous ones have been unable to help me, so you are my last hope. So why not give ozone? You have to give ozone, as you know that this is something so wonderful. So I think it's plainly justifiable that you give ozone, even if you have no precise diagnosis in such extreme cases. And that was all. I thank you very much.